Chapter 2. The Dream of Restoration. A Stratford legend, recorded around 1680 by the eccentric, gossipy biographer John Aubrey, held that Will Shakespeare, apprenticed to be a butcher like his father, occasionally took a turn at slaughtering the animals. When he killed a calf, he would do it in a high style and make a speech. The inquisitive Aubrey, trying to find out how young Shakespeare solved the problem of work and discovered his vocation, wanted to know what happened between the time that he left school, presumably at some point in the late 1570s or early 1580s, and the time in the early 1590s that he was first noted as a professional actor and playwright in London. The mystery of what Shakespeare was up to in what scholars have dubbed the Lost Years, the years when he dropped from sight and left no traces in the documents of a notably record-keeping society, has generated mountains of speculation. Legends, some more or less plausible, began to emerge about 75 years after his death, that is, when those who could possibly have known him personally had all died off, but people were still alive who could, in their younger years, have encountered his contemporaries and sought out information about him. Though Aubrey's story about butchery is implausible, John Shakespeare was not a butcher and would not have been permitted by trade regulation to slaughter animals, it is a safe bet that from boyhood on, Will had helped his father in the family business, the making and selling of gloves from the shop that occupied part of the family's handsome double house on Henley Street. No doubt he wrote poems in his spare moments, but his family would hardly have toiled to subsidize his idleness. Paper was expensive. A pack of paper that, neatly folded and cut, yielded about 50 small sheets, would have cost at least 4 pence, or the equivalent of 8 pints of ale, more than a pound of raisins, a pound of mutton and a pound of beef, 2 dozen eggs, or 2 loaves of bread. Perhaps young Will carved his verses, like Orlando in As You Like It, on trees. All the same, he would have been expected to work. Indeed, there is an odd trace of the kind of contribution to the glove trade his special talents as a poet offered. Alexander.